Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is for when you get an opportunity, even though you aren't looking for more to do. If you think it will be fun, say yes. You will find the energy somewhere. Indeed, you will probably wind up with more energy than when you started. Now, this tip may seem a little strange coming from me. I am always telling people to build more open space into their lives and to plan how they'll spend their time. But here's the thing. Our plans are tools to help us shape the lives we want. Plans help us dedicate time to what matters to us. When our plans become too rigid, we can miss out on fun and meaning. And as for open space, well, the whole point of open space is that it is there to be used for cool stuff. Unfortunately, when it comes to fun, it is easy to walk around with a default story that we are too busy for such things. We say yes to all the things we think we should do or have to do, but then we say no to the stuff that we don't have to do, but would kind of like to do. I'm too busy to go on a vacation. I'm too busy to go to that party. I have no time to visit my baby niece over the weekend. Now, maybe these stories make us feel important or hardworking, but they don't exactly add joy and meaning to our lives. So here's an idea. If you really think it will be fun, say yes. Invitations and opportunities abound. Maybe it's trying out that jazzercise class that you've seen advertised at the Y. Maybe it's accepting your son's invitation to kick around a soccer ball before dinner. Maybe it's answering the phone call from the cousin you haven't spoken with in ages. Of course, it's always easier not to take opportunities like this. And yes, you are busy. You've got a lot going on. But the funny thing is, if you say yes to things that energize you, you will often find yourself with good memories at the end of the day and a completed to-do list. Somehow, the energy and focus we draw from spending our time well helps us get things done more easily. If you play with your son before dinner, dinner will still get made. Nobody has starved yet, right? Maybe you'll just simplify your cooking and that's fine. Wouldn't you rather kick the ball with him and just use frozen vegetables in your stir fry? If you pick up the phone and have a conversation with your cousin, you won't get in that full second shift of work. But you will probably still finish the project you are planning to complete before bedtime. If you leave work earlier than usual one day a week to get to jazzercise, you may realize that you can get your work done without staying at your desk late every night after all. Now, of course, there are times when we are truly operating with limited margin. And there are certainly invitations and opportunities that don't give us life. Maybe a party you are just not that interested in attending, or a get-together with a friend who you really find draining. I am not suggesting you say yes to everything. Not by any means. But when you can, do say yes to any opportunity that sounds like it might be cool. Energy is a funny thing. We tend to renew it by doing things that we find, well, energizing. If you have nothing specific that you are looking forward to, then lying on the couch seems like a reasonable option. But if a long-lost friend calls and says she's in town, well, see if the sitter can stay an hour later, and go meet up for a drink. Even if it's been a long week. We have a lot of long weeks. Seeing friends we haven't seen in years is priceless. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.